wonderful. Jim and Kathy Coover, John Anderson, Adri Lynch, Story Pryor, all of the Isagenix corporate staff that were there, and they made us feel like $1 million. And, you know, I don't know if you guys could get the essence of what was happening when we were there and the pictures that we posted. And, you know, I was like, oh, my goodness, I hope you guys aren't getting tired of me carrying on and on about Paris. But this contest, I don't even know, it's not even a con, whatever you call it, no other network marketing company has done anything like this. The companies that will have trips like we've done to, you know, President's Quest, the Isobody Cruise, Isa Derby, you know, trips. They have kind of, you know, 1 week trips here and there, but no other company has treated a group of individuals, like 59 business centers that qualified to go. And I asked Kathy, you know, what, like, how much money did this trip cost? And somewhere in the arena of $3 to $4 million. I mean, I don't know any other company that spends that much money on a one-week trip to reward people who, you know, who participated in elevating the company's sales growth. So I just want to say how grateful I am, and I want to see so many more of, you know, our team and your teams out there who are listening qualify, because I'm sure they're going to do something like this again. I mean, I don't have an inside scoop, so don't quote me. But, you know, we're at $500 million. We're going to $1 billion in sales. And just imagine this, you guys. I want you to take a minute and just imagine a limousine comes to your home and picks you up, drops you off at the airport. You then get to, you know, go to the head of the class, so to speak. So you go in the priority line, and you're, you know, you're escorted to the lounge, the business class lounge, and you get on board the airplane, and you're sitting in a seat that turns into a bed, and, you know, before you take off, you're handed a glass of champagne, and if somebody's speaking in the background, we can hear you. It's a woman, if you wouldn't mind pressing *6, but I really want to imagine this, because everything starts in the imagination. I posted a video where I was in the south of France, and I said, everything starts in the imagination. And Steve was laughing at me because I said, oh, my God, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Wright brothers. And he goes, what does the Wright brothers have to do with this? I said, they imagined flight, and, you know, they pursued their dreams, and because of that, so many of us can crisscross the continent, right? So imagine this trip in my 50s. I wanted to go to Paris for my 50th birthday, and it didn't happen. But I wrote it all out. And actually, guys, you know what? On my, you know, when we were in Paris 7 years ago, I went to the George Sank, and I took a picture of me standing in front of the concierge desk. And I took a picture of me sitting in, you know, in the hallway there with those beautiful flower arrangements. And I said to my two other friends that we were with, someday I will be back. And so I held on to those images, and little did I know that Isagenix would be footing the bill. So I told Steve, I said, geez, you saved $9,000 because the cost of the rooms are $1,500 a night. So what can we do with $9,000? So, guys, I want you to imagine, you know, what life will be like for you when you're doing the things that you dream about. So with that, let's just open up the line. I know this week we're talking about products, and we have some, you know, some special ideas for you today about Isobody, and I have a special guest on the call. So who has a share or a gratitude or a win or something that you'd like, you just can't wait to have to come out of your mouth this morning?
Hi, Carol. Well, Terry here in Halifax.
Just a minute.
Oh, okay. I've got Terry, and then a whole bunch of people after Terry. So, Terry, you go first, and we'll see who comes after that.
Caroline, well, because, and I want to jump out to you at some point.
Oh, it's Susie Q. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question as well, and I don't know if you can fit this into the picture. But anyway, I have an 80-year-old man who began his 30-day, well, it's going to be probably like a 60 to a 90, to release 100 pounds, started yesterday morning. He is so focused on this, and you know, I've been talking to him for about a month, and he was down in the dumps, not feeling good, thought it was too much of a burden to carry this in, and long story short, after our conversation, we painted the picture of him walking the golf course next year because he'd been using a cart, and also being able to just do a bunch of things that he hasn't been able to do. At 80 years old, he's ready to roll. And I love the commitment that he's made, and it's never, ever too late.
Well, thank you for that, Chair Terry, because, you know, my mother-in-law, who's now, well, she's 89, and 3 years ago, the doctors gave her, a not great prognosis with an issue that she was dealing with, and, you know, here she is, 3.5 years later, going strong. She was painting her garage door yesterday at 89. So, guys, these products are amazing. And like Terry said, you're never too old. I think the oldest cleanser I've put on the program has been 93, and the youngest has been my grandson. Now, he wasn't cleansing, but he's using the shakes and the bars at age 2. So thank you for that, Terry. And, would love to see some pictures of him, and let's give him some big shout-outs in the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team and encourage him. So great share. Ms. Susan.
And the question was, if you could fit it in at some point, just to give a little talk about how those of you who went to the to Paris, just give us a little picture of, you know, who qualifies for that, how, you know, that kind of thing. And I know there are a lot of people who may not know that.
We'll work that in at the end of the call. How's that?
Thank you very much.
All right. Susan. Susan? Okay.
I'm here. I'm making shakes, so I was on mute.
Oh.
You want to come in?
All right.
Well, good morning, everyone. And I was here yesterday, too, with Wendy Cole's awesome call. I was running down a busy street, so I couldn't jump out. No one would have heard me, but it was a great, great call. Anyway, I have a funny share this morning. And, you know, how many people struggle with the concept of network marketing, right? So Chris had to fly unexpectedly to Canada Monday, and he's bringing one of our vehicles down. And so he is driving across the border last night, and, you know, you could get anything, right? So the guy's like, what do you do for a living? And Chris is describing it, and he goes, is it network marketing? And Chris, in the back of his mind, he was relaying the story, is like, oh, goodness, okay, what's going to happen here? And Chris goes, actually, it is. The guy goes, I've been in network marketing for 30 years, and I've never made a cent. And our friend Bruno's driving with Chris, and Bruno goes, it's because you've been in the wrong company. And I goes, you're right, I've been in the wrong company. So anyway, they're holding up this whole line at the border because the border guy wants to talk about network marketing. So funny. So, you know, I just love that story. I want to share this word because, you know, sometimes we, you know, can be in this place where we're, you know, feeling a little ashamed about the industry because we don't really understand it. But, you know, take heed. There are lots of people out there who love network marketing. They're looking for the right company. We have what they want. So I just wanted to share that. And everyone say a little prayer for my husband and Bruno as they're driving today from the great state of Michigan, hoping to arrive in Amarillo, Texas tonight. So there you go.
Well, we'll certainly keep them in our prayers and keep them safe. And it's a great story because so many of us, we project, you know, what we think out there. And, of course, we get that, you know, we get back what we project. And so when you're proud of what you do, and same thing. I was on an airplane with a gentleman who owned his own business, and now there's 6 of us coming back from this Paris trip. And I happened to have a prospect magazine on me. And he asked me, he said, well, what is network marketing? And I said, well, what if I could give you a story to read that will help you understand who we are as a group of entrepreneurs? Because he's an entrepreneur. And so I whipped out the prospect magazine. He said, wow, I'm really impressed. And he gave me some of his products because he's in the business of importing products. And I said, well, let's do an exchange. And so we had a wonderful, exchange in conversation. And he said, what do you do? I said, I'm a professional network marketer, and I teach people how to, you know, eliminate the stress and the fact that they have no time, given they have the money, but they have no time, how to transition where you have both. And he was like, oh. And he just whipped out his business card and gave it to me. I didn't even have to ask for him. So, because I asked him, when's your next trip? He's coming back from Paris. He's home for one day, and then he's gone to Halifax, and then he's gone to Vancouver. So we had a chat about, you know, a lifestyle versus just having the income. So you just never know what you're going to get. So let's take a couple more shares. I heard a bunch of people jumping out after Terry.
Carolyn, it's Kevin.
Who wants to...
It's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, I just wanted a shout out, and you know, dreams and desires come in different gradients, and I just want to shout out a big thank you to Susan for covering for me on Monday night, because I was able to take Diana to one of her dreams imagined, and that was to meet the great Gene Simmons from the band Kiss. And she got to actually converse with him. He was just a gentleman. He was very outgoing, spoke with everybody. There were thousands of people there and took time to actually chat with each individual person, take their pictures. And Diana, kind of known for having a long tongue, so she asked him if he would pose with his, he always, when he's in makeup, he poses with his tongue out. And so Diana posed with him. We got a snapshot of that. And it was a delightful evening for her and something that she could mark off of her bucket list. So I just have a lot of gratitude for Susan for covering for me and allowing me to make one of Diana's dreams come true. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, teamwork, right? Anyhow, guys, let's just jump into the meat and potato of the calls this morning. You know, as we're talking about products, what is it that, how can we increase the order basket? How can we increase the retention? Well, one of the things that's so simple, and Isagenix gives us all the tools, is the Isobody Challenge. So I would love to hear from, you know, is there, besides, I have a lovely guest on the call this morning who's going to share with us some tips. Is there anybody who has entered the Isobody Challenge? Nobody?
I did.
I did.
Hey, and here's, and thank you for sharing. I know some people are on mute because Miss BBL tells me that all the time. So, you know, I'd love for you guys to post why you entered the Isobody Challenge. And here's what I found. I entered the Isobody Challenge 8 times, okay? And at Celebration, they say from the stage, if you enter the Isobody Challenge, come and get your coupon and your T-shirt and what have you. And I would very proudly stand up. But I really was out of integrity, guys, because I entered, but I never completed. So I shared with Ashley and the team, I said, why don't you change that to complete the Isobody Challenge? Be a finalist. Because it sends a very clear message, because so many of us start things, but we never finish it. And it's a simple message. Complete the Isobody Challenge. Here's what you get when you complete the Isobody Challenge. So the company is giving away some goodies, which, you know, it's amazing. $200 in products of your choice. You know, you get the T-shirt, you get the hat, and I'm telling you, it just that I relate a story of wearing my Isobody Challenge hat, and I went to an open house in my neighborhood, and I met up with a lady who happened to be in the other company, starting with a V, and was very unhappy with them, and she said when she saw my Isobody Challenge hat, she was like, oh, are you an Isagenix? And I was like, yes. She said, can we talk? So, you know, I didn't realize Isobody would produce that result. So you get some goodies, but I got to tell you guys, there's so much more than those wonderful gifts that we get from Isagenix. So, you know, Isobody Challenge, I wanted to talk about it from the mindset of a CEO. What do CEOs do and how do they operate? And a lot of the stuff Susan has shared with us, you guys, it's a day-to-day decision. It requires that you have a schedule where you're going to be working out. So what hours will you be devoting to your workout schedule? It requires having defined goals and targets. It requires that you have a committed group of people around you who will support you. And Travis Garza shared this with us. He said, whenever you decide to do something and you set a goal, broadcast your goal. So when I first entered, I took a picture of myself in front of the gym and I told, you know, kind of broadcast, I'm entering the Isobody Challenge. I walked into that gym and I asked for the best trainer in the gym. And then I talked to him and I told him what my goals were and I told him why I was entering the contest. That's another thing. You want to know, why will you complete this? Why are you doing it and why is it important for you to complete it? So for me, it had to be something bigger than myself. It's like, okay, I'm in the gym, I'm working out, I'm getting a great body. Okay, that's wonderful. But what's a bigger reason than that? So when you're a finalist, I believe the prize is, I can't remember, it was $2,000 when I entered, and maybe $3,000 now. So as a finalist, you get a, you know, fairly tidy sum of money. And so I was donating that money to the hospital where my cousin does work with lepers, young girls, young kids. And so that is what motivated me. When I didn't feel like going, it meant that, you know, there's a possibility that this money was not going to go to these children. Right? It meant that I'm doing this for a greater reason besides the obvious of getting a healthier body. So why is it important for you? You want to ask yourself, why is it important for you to complete the ISO Body Challenge? And I'll post a picture on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Facebook page this morning. And thank you to Diana, Kevin's beautiful wife. It's like, what is your after picture going to look like? Or do you have a dress that you can't fit into, or a pair of pants or something like that that you loved wearing, an outfit that you really liked wearing? Pull it out, hang it up, because you want to be forward focused. So Diana photoshopped my head onto Lori Harder's body. So I that picture on my whiteboard, because it's like, that is what I'm going to look like, right? I'm working towards that. And on my Facebook page today, I posted a picture of two sets of weight. One was 2 pounds, the other was 12 pounds. Well, I thought when I first started, oh my God, I could barely lift 2 pounds, and it was hard. And when you go to the isobodychallenge.com Facebook page, guys, we all have to start somewhere, right? In order to become a CEO, you have to maybe start in the mailroom and get to know what are the things that are necessary to do as you climb up the ladder to become the CEO. Well, Isogenics is so gracious, they gift things to us. In my last company, we had to buy all these tools. So I started off doing Shane Friel and Kathy Coover's Isokinetics DVD, and I actually bought that DVD. Well, now they've loaded it on the isobodychallenge.com site. Low impact, medium impact, high impact. I'm barely doing the high impact. I started off at low impact and thought I was going to cough my lungs up, okay? And so thank goodness for people like Shane Friels. And he said, Carolyn, just if you can only do it one time a week, and if you can't complete the whole thing, just keep going. Just keep increasing it. So I went from one time a week to 2 times a week to 3 times a week, and it's taking those small steps, you guys. So know the rules. Like, if you're entering ISO Body, know the rules, because I had somebody who contacted me who said they didn't get all of their little box of goodies, and it turns out that person had 459 BV, and the requirement is what? What's the BV required in the ISO Body Challenge period? Anybody out there?
500.
500
BV. So they missed, you know, they completed the challenge, they did everything, and they missed out because, you know, maybe they didn't read all the rules for that 50 BV. So when you enter ISO Body and you encourage your team to enter and finish ISO Body, the retention in your team is higher. People in ISO Body tend to average their average monthly order basket. I don't know the exact figures, but it's over 200 BV. I know what mine was. So I said yesterday I was going to give you a glimpse into what my day is like. Well, you know, 3-4 years ago, exercise was a thought. And I realized that, and I've shared this with you guys, that I used to say things like, oh, I bought the video and I watched it and nothing's happening. And I recognized, what kind of a message was I communicating to others? I was telling everybody else by what I was saying, it's okay for you to not do this. And that's when I had to own my own stuff. That's when I looked back and I went and said, oh my goodness, I entered 8 times and I have all these T-shirts and I don't even feel good wearing them because I'd never completed it. So when I completed ISO Body, I had a reason to finish. I had a reason bigger than myself. I made the decision that I was going to finish. So you want to decide that it's worth it for you, right? Then don't sweat the small stuff, because once you make a decision, you guys, trust me, obstacles will come up. That's why it's so important to you to have this team of committed people around you. So I have what I call my Humpty Dumpty team, because I have lots of injuries. I have back injuries, neck injuries, and those are the things that those are my excuses. excuses to not work out. I was constantly have a pain in my lower back, constantly have a pain in my neck. And I go, well, I can't work out because it's too hard and it hurts. And so my trainer, thank goodness for him, he said, there is no gain without some pain. But what we're going to look at is what kind of pain. So if the pain is coming because you're doing the exercises wrong, then we're going to change something. But if the pain is because you worked your muscles and your muscles are sore, then you want to move through that. So you want to be disciplined and habitual. So I made plans to be in the gym with this trainer 3 times a week and work out on my own 3 times a week. Now, that to me seemed like a ridiculous commitment, but I had a big goal. I wanted to win that money so that it would go to these children, right? So I had to be disciplined and habitual. Then I told myself all these silly things like, I'm not a morning person and, you know, I can't get up and work out early. Well, thank goodness I happen to be in Florida where the sun shines and it's beautiful and warm outside and no excuses. So get up in the morning, 6:30, 6 o'clock, do my whatever pre-morning routine of having a bowl of oatmeal with some Greek yogurt and a scoop of Isoline Pro and a scoop of Isopro and mix that all up, and then I'd eat that. But prior to doing that, I'd do my, fasted workout. So 30 minutes on the treadmill, then I'd have my oatmeal, then I go to the gym, I work out with my trainer, come home and have my shake. Right, and so I take my shake with an Isoline Pro shake with an extra scoop of Isopro, and I take my vitamins. I take a lot of vitamins. I'm going to be 60 this year. I need all the help I can get. So I take my daily essentials. I take 3 Join. I take 2 Men's Essentials. Thank you, Susan, because hormonal changes, you guys, that's something that's helped me. I take 3 Brain Boosts. I have 3 to 4 Product B in the morning. I take 2 Accelerators. What else do I take? Digestive enzymes, because I load up when I go to, the States, bring that back. what else do I take? I take lutein for my hair. So, you know, those vitamins, that's like super test fuel. And when people see me and I got my bowl of vitamins, they're laughing at me. But you know what? I'm in way better shape than they are. And that's what people will do. My mom is in incredible shape. She takes all of these products. She just completed her last Isobody Challenge. And people cannot believe her age and that she can do what she can do. She's 83 or 84. I've lost track. So, you know, what you do today, guys, the compound effect is going to pay off tomorrow. So you decide, can you do the slight edge principle of repeating the same mundane things in and out? That's what Olympic athletes do, repeated, simple, disciplined actions day in and day out. And then it's going to require that you give up blaming and complaining, because I did a lot of that, and it didn't work for me. So I said, all right, what is it going to take? So go for my dream. My dream is to be somebody who can stand in integrity, finish the Isobody Challenge, and encourage. Now I can encourage my team members to do it, because I'm talking from a place of having been there, from going through the pain, from being forward focused, from not wasting time on petty things, by surrounding myself with people who would encourage me, by having measured factors. And I'm going to tell you, the first 2.5 months, I didn't see much of a change, and I'd go in and I'd say to my trainer, well, I'm not really seeing anything. He said, okay, Rome wasn't built in a day, Carolyn, so keep going. And so, you know, I'm thankful that I had him. He's a young man, and he really pushed me forward, and he said, just keep going. You're going to see it. Give it 90 days. That's what I tell people when they commit to coming on board and using, you know, the 30-day or the president's pack. I say, give me 90 days. Because whatever condition you're dealing with now, whether it's weight loss or if you're underweight or whatever it is, it didn't happen in the last 90 days. It probably, you know, has been going on for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. So why is it we have an expectation that, you know, these changes are going to take place overnight? So when you commit and do these kinds of things, guys, you're going to be able to help the people on your team who may falter through this process. Okay? So, and you need to know your numbers. So these things I'm telling you is like your business, you can apply it to Isobody. So I had markers for month one, month two, month three. So now it's a 16-week contest period. When I entered, it was a six-month contest period. So I had a monthly marker. What did I want to achieve? What was I willing to do? How much time was I going to devote to my Isobody challenge and working out? And when was I going to do it? And I know if I didn't get in the gym first thing in the morning and I would tell myself, oh, I'll do it at noon during lunch hour, something happened and I never got it done. And then I carried that around with me, that feeling of, oh, what? I can't believe I did that. So now it's the, you know, Jack Canfield that I learned from him, do it, dump it, or delegate it. So for me, it's just do it, right? Or if you can't do it, just dump it off so that you're not carrying that guilt with you. Because I, you know, can really can't delegate exercise to somebody else. So you need to have those benchmarks and give yourself a reward. So, you know, at the end of the week on Fridays, Friday afternoons, those are my treat days. I would go and treat myself to a manicure, a massage, or pedicure for having, you know, persevere through the week. And that applies both to my business and to Isobody. So with that, I, you know, I want to bring on a young lady who, you know, I've watched her in the gym, you know, in different places that we've been to, and I'm like, how do you do that? And, you know, she would give me some tips and what have you, and she was very kind, but honestly, guys, you've got to find somebody or pair up with someone who on a consistent basis can work with you. And if you can't afford a trainer, go to isobodychallenge.com and use the videos, the DVDs that are on there in terms of Shane Friels and Kathy Coover. So, there, you know, if you just did those workouts, you're going to see a big difference. And then you can join things like boot camps. So that's one of the things I'm going to do in Florida this year. I went to classes. I went to Zumba classes. I went to TRX classes. I went to yoga classes. So do it in a group of people. Martina Racanelli, you guys heard about her Fitness Friday. So get in with a group of people in the beginning, and then you'll start to form those habits. So the gal I want to bring out right now, she's beautiful inside and out. And when she told me her age, I was like, holy crows. Right? If she turns sideways, she disappears. She's in such amazing shape. You know, I'm going to tell her age because she wrote it on her little bio. She's 52 years old. She's a retired high school teacher and a mom of two amazing kids. She has three university degrees and a background in sports, fitness, and nutrition. So there you go. You know, if you're going to, you know, join forces with people, find people who've done what you've done, know the things that you desire, and gosh, you're going to get those results. Now, the interesting thing is that, you know, she has achieved wonderful things in Isogenics. In the 4 years that she's been with Isogenics, she's been awarded the Woman of Isogenics, the Above and Beyond Award. And, you know, she's a medal fitness competitor as a result of the body composition changes that happened when she added Isogenics into her nutrition plan. And I'll tell you guys, the people who are in the know often will be your, you know, they give you the, well, let me put it this way, they give you the hardest time because they think they know everything. So get them a tool, get them some products to try so they know what it is we have, right? So she has really upped her game by using Isogenics, and, you know, she's developed an incredible team. She is a one-star Crystal Executive, four-star Golden Circle. That's amazing. She's a four-star, so she's making money, and she has no network marketing experience. So she has just shared Isogenics because of her passion and love for fitness and seeing people becoming healthy and helping others achieve financial freedom so that they can do some of the things that her and her partner are doing. And that's traveling all over the globe and helping people design a life of their dreams. So please help me welcome Ms. Lori Clark. Lori, are you there?
I am. Oh, Carolyn, thank you so much for that amazing introduction. And thank you also for sharing your Isobody Challenge journey, because when you were talking about, and I know how much fun we have when we're at events and we run into the gym early in the morning and try and squeeze a workout in and make the commitment to the activity component. And the key to changing your health to whatever version of your best you that you have is commitment. If you're at a place now and you want to make a change and it's 5 times better than where you're currently at, or it's 10 times better, then you're going to have to implement an exercise, a sleep, and a food program that's going to be complementary to that. So your commitment has to be 5 times greater than it was before, or 10 times, or 100 times. And I'm that person that is like you. I've done Isobody, and this Isobody challenge, I actually have scheduled a photo shoot at the end of November, because it's not enough to just use the products, but it's important to be able to share with people that are just coming on board that it's body transformation over time. So the continuation for me to be able to add lean muscle as I age, which is counter to what we typically expect a woman or a man to have happen as they age, because after the age of, you know, 35 for sure, you're starting to lose bone density and lean muscle if you follow the typical North American lifestyle and diet. We're able to show and share that it's very simple and it's very easy to change that. And one of the ways to do it is by creating an isogenic foundation to your day. And that's what I wanted to talk about this morning, is that if there's a few simple ways, no matter what your athletic goals are. So what I'll do is I'll identify some things, and whether you are at the level of functional fitness, where you're going from where you're at to a better version of you, a healthier version of you, so you can just enjoy life more, or whether you're looking to jump on stage for a fitness competition, which is a very focused, intense, elite level of exercise, nutrition, sleep, lifestyle, or you're an athlete that is a triathlon or a biathlon or an Ironman distance athlete, whether you're someone who is looking to just, you play on a team, so you're looking at sort of that short-term explosive strength, like a hockey player, for example, or a basketball player. It doesn't actually matter the specifics of what your sport is, because 80% of your body composition success, which is where you're going to be able to count on your body to move through space in whatever way you decide, is going to come from what you put in your mouth at what time of day. So there's two components, and it's so simple with isogenics. I mean, the stats are there. 40% of all food that we typically put in our kitchen cupboard and our fridge gets thrown out. I mean, the travesty of that from a society's point of view is one component. But from your own budget, your own pocketbook, imagine knowing that you could actually reduce that exponentially. Because when you put a shake into a blender, it's rip the packet, put it in, add water, go. There's no waste. And that's really the key component when you're looking at the Isogreens, which I'll talk about in a minute. You know, one
Before you dive into... all these goodies and tips, because, you know, you're a fitness model, you're an athlete, you've used these products to really lean out. I would love to have you share with this audience who, you know, some know you and some don't, you are lean. You are in great shape when, you know, you heard about Isogenics. What did the person who enrolled you say to you? What caught your attention? And, you know, what products did you use, and how did you see, like, what were your results?
Perfect. I was actually looking for management of stress and energy, because it was August and I was teaching and I knew what September was going to be like. So I actually started with a president's pack to be set up for success and followed the program to a T. I actually just followed the program to a T. So starting the day with the Ageless Essentials and adding in now it comes with the Isogenesis, which is phenomenal, because that fills in the gap in your day. If you think of that as all the minerals, the vitamins, the little small invisible things that your body needs to function and do what it needs to do best, starting the day with that, always starting the day with a shake and adding in the greens and the fruits. So that was the key to start my foundation of my day, just powered up, ready to go. The Ionic Supreme is up in the bathroom. So I wake up, I splash my face. That goes into my body right away. So at the beginning, 4 years ago, that's how I started my day. Now what I've added in since is the Brain Boost and the Energy Shot in the morning, and that's my brain food. And the difference, I just cannot believe how that allows me to focus throughout the day, whether it's activity-based or thinking-based.
Awesome. So you were lean, you're in good shape, you're looking for a way to manage stress, you're looking for a little bit more energy. So you did the 30-day using these products.
I did, and the cleansing was, in terms of the energy and how I felt and how my brain woke up, I lit up. That came from changing my product intake and my food intake from a lot of more acidic foods to the foundation nutrition that Isagenix offers, that's alkaline. The cleansing, the cellular cleansing, honestly, that's where the lean muscle conversion, the ability to really get ripped and stay ripped pretty much all the time, that came from the cellular cleansing. And whether you're inactive, active, or an elite level athlete, the back-to-back cleanse days are unbelievable. I don't know of anything else on the planet that can offer the same gift that the cellular cleansing has.
Wow, awesome. All right, my dear, so take it away. Jump in. Tell us, you know, what do you do if you're an elite athlete, if you want to improve your workouts, if you're an amateur athlete, you know, how would we use these products to power up if you're entering Isobody, or as Terry said, he's got someone who's 80 years old doing the program, so I know that's a wide gamut of topics to talk about, but if you could fill in some gaps for us, and we'll take some questions from the audience after, from the listeners.
Oh, absolutely. Perfect. And I think essentially, if we think of the President's Pack, which is just a perfect, you know, it's a great place to start if you've never done Isagenix before, but it's also just a great sort of maintenance foundation system. So when I think of my day and the foundation of my day being Isagenix, the President's Pack component, which means, as I mentioned, starting the day with the H's Essentials and Isagenesis, adding in, of course, like the Ionix, my shake with the greens and the fruits, and then the Brain Boost and E-Shot, like framing the day like that. Well, the President's Pack comes with everything except for the Brain Boost, which you can always, and the greens and the fruits, which are easy enough to add in as extras. Throughout the day, if you're a person that does a workout earlier in the day, although it doesn't really matter, whenever you do your workout, as a pre-workout, the energy drink, and anybody who's an athlete will know, and I've taken so many people who've never done Isagenix before through the gym and said, just have this E-Shot before 15 minutes before we go into the gym. And the ability to access stored energy that's in our bodies already, no matter how lean you are, no matter how fit or unfit you are, we've got more calories than we can imagine that are available, hiding away, tucked into our body. And that energy shot helps release that so that when you go to lift a weight, when you go to run, when you go to jump, do a class, play a game of tennis, whatever, or golf, or walk, you're able to go in and the body knows to go and find that energy, and it allows you to up your game. So you've got your brain on fire, and now you've got your body on fire. So that's what you want to be taking right before you work out. Now, the only thing I caution people is that's energy. So if it's an 8 o'clock workout that you happen to be doing, unless you're planning on staying up till midnight, you know, half an energy drink before you work out. If it's a really hard workout later in the evening, is fine. But otherwise, typically, that's a morning into the afternoon kind of thing you want to do. Being able to work out and use the Energenics. And I know Terry was mentioning the gentleman that was looking to be able to walk the golf course. My dad's 77 years old. He lives by the Energenics on the golf course because the electrolyte replacement is huge. Any endurance athletes, I mean, my son was a rugby player after he was an ice dancer and a lacrosse player. And throughout all of it, the electrolyte replacement that the Energenics offers essentially means that your body doesn't fall out of its potential before your workout is done. So those are your pre-workout. The key, however, the reason we work out and exercise, if we're looking for a change in our fitness and our health, the workout portion is to break your body down. It's what you do after, the recovery component nutritionally, that determines the effect you get. So when I have people come to me and say, I've been working out, and nothing's happening, nothing's changing, what do I do? Well, the first thing, the question I'm asking is, you know, what are you putting in your mouth? And particularly, what goes in there right after the workout? And this is where Isagenix scores so powerfully, because the post-workout is so simple. You toss it in your gym bag, or you have it in your golf bag, or you have it wherever you are. And your post-workout, within ideally 15 minutes, but for sure 30, after you work out, you want to be having an Isolene Pro Shake, adding in the Ionics and the Greens, because that's going to be able to go into your muscles. They're going to suck it up right away and say, thank you so much. Now we can go in and do the repair work that needs to be done to make this workout a worthwhile one. So that's key. An hour after that, you want to be doing another protein, carbohydrate, vegetable meal. So whether that's going to be a piece of organic chicken with some rice or a grain and some vegetables like asparagus, which is phenomenal, or whether it's going to be another shake because you're on the move and the run, doesn't matter. As long as you're doing something an hour later, those two meals are going to really make a difference, like you wouldn't believe, in your results. And so no matter when you work out, you want to be having that. And, of course, as you work out, your cortisol level will go up because you're stressing your body, which is what you're supposed to do. And if you're an elite-level athlete, you're training, you're overtraining, you're putting a demand on your body on a daily basis that's going to really challenge its ability to recover fast. So the question becomes, how do you manage cortisol? Well, that's where the cellular cleansing comes in. And depending on what kind of training you're doing as an athlete and where you're at in your periodization of your program. So if I use the example of my kids who, when they were national-level ice dancers, their season was 12 months long. They only got a week off, which was after nationals in the winter. So middle of January, they would have nationals. The week after that was really the only week they had off, which is always when we would have them do a full back-to-back cleanse day with some full-on shake days and back-to-back cleanse days again. But otherwise, during the year, they would have the cleanse drink as their drink at lunch, because it just on a daily basis was able to go in and help manage the inflammation that occurred from just training so hard and the cortisol levels as well. So that was just a daily maintenance. For a lot of athletes, they'll have the cleanse at night before they go to bed, just so that it can act on the inflammation and the cortisol that occurs from naturally occurring from training. So the cleansing is key. Now, if you're in a situation where you're able to cleanse and do the deep cleanse days while you're in your training cycle, typically that's where you're going to want your first cleanse day to be your second lightest workout day and your second cleanse day to be a rest day, if possible. But if you have to train hard, make your first cleanse day a hard training day and the second one the lightest or a rest day, just to get the maximum benefit, because your body's going to take that energy that's available and go in and access where it needs to repair the most. So athletes typically don't want to lose weight. Well, some do. And if they do, then that works for that. But if they're just looking for management of their workouts to be able to recover faster, to get the gains they're looking for on an ongoing basis and not have the body break down, so it's strong, the immune system is jacked up, so the illness doesn't happen, all of the key components that an athlete wants, the cleansing is what's going to help manage that the best. So I'll stop here because I know there's a ton of information I've just given, Carolyn, and ask if you want me to continue or if we want to open it up.
Well, I think because we have, I mean, tomorrow, Kevin, can we share who's coming on tomorrow? Mr. Steele?
I was muted. I'm sorry. Yes, we can certainly share who's coming on tomorrow.
Okay, awesome, because there's so much more here, because Lori and our guest trainer tomorrow, Mr. Steve Bentley, they really are a dynamic duo, and I know Steve will, kind of go into some more detail. And so, you know, thank you so much, Lori, for these great tips, because this is like, you know, okay, you learning to ride a bicycle, like what do? Right? So when I first started and my trainer said to me, you need to eat six times a day, I'm like, are you cuckoo? I don't have time to eat six times a day. So, I think Steve can maybe cover some of that off to tomorrow. How do we do this? Or if you're an amateur athlete or someone who's just getting into the gym, how do you do this? Because I think there are some misnomers and some people think that, oh, if I just don't eat, eat, I'm going to lose weight. So there's some myths out there. So, you know, hopefully Steve can cover some of those myths of, you know, if you want to lose weight, you actually have to eat more. I didn't understand that. And my trainer kept talking to me, Lori, about abs are built in the kitchen. I'm like, if you say that one more time, I'm going to boink you with this weight. But it's so true, you know. And so it's doing some things, you know, small things over time. So I, you know, when I, I'm running for, I haven't done a competition yet, so I'm working towards it. I set my goal for October and I wasn't ready. And that's okay. Don't we, you know, don't we talk about that in our business? You set your goal for one star, two star, three star, and, you know, like it doesn't happen. And so you don't abandon the goal. So I'm moving it forward to, you know, the spring or the summer of next year, because at 59, it's taken my body a little longer to, you know, march in formation. That's all right, because I love Joyce Meyer saying, is, you know, thank goodness I'm not where I used to be. I'm well on my way to where I want to be. And so for me, I had to cut out sugar, right? And in those 12 weeks leading up to a competition, you have to cut out alcohol. And I was like, oh, you know, everybody around me is having a good time and drinking. And, you know, so these are things you have to decide for yourself, right? And it's short-term gain for long-term pain. So does anybody have any questions for Lori? Because I just learned a whole bunch of stuff that I thought I knew, but obviously I didn't. So lines are open. Takeaways for Lori or just some, you know, observations? You have to press star 6 to unmute your line.
Maura, I'll just see who you are, because I just taking notes. I couldn't believe all the details. I mean, I've been using the program for 6.5 years and doing little different things, but just tweaking it can make such a difference. Well, thank you so much.
That's awesome. And, yeah, just, Lori, I didn't know about the 1 hour after working out. I was doing the pre-workout stuff. I was doing the post-workout stuff. And, you know, yes, chicken and asparagus is a staple in my house now. But it's learning to, you know, finesse it and know, you know, is there a calorie count? Because, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I don't eat more than so many calories over such and such a period of time. But is there a general rule of thumb? Because my trainer had me, like, measuring food, which was making me cuckoo.
Well, I was actually, you made a really good point, Carolyn. A lot of trainers are still operating on the 1972 Arnold Schwarzenegger model of fitness and health. And understanding that isogenics is low-calorie, high-density, you actually have to throw the concept of calories out the door. It's like when I talk to people about body composition changes. The weight on the scale does have a purpose, but you know, I'll always say weigh yourself only once a week. And really, that's for your own benefit as you transition. But what you want to pay attention to are what you're feeling like, what you're looking like, what your measurements are changing as, how your clothes are fitting, what your energy is like, those kinds of things. So in terms of calorie counting, the meal right after you work out and the second one an hour later, if you think of your muscles, your muscle belly, which is what you see if you make a flex in your bicep, there's a muscle belly. Well, if you think of that as being all kind of like emptied out and flattened out like a balloon, so you work out and it's using what's in there and then it's got to be filled up again and it's open and it's porous, then it's like if you go into a steam room and it opens up your pores to receive whatever's available for it. Well, when you put the protein after you work out, those two meals into your body, it sucks it. Like it literally goes right in and immediately knows what to do with it. And it doesn't, it's just a much faster conduit to be able to recover. So in terms of the calories or the quantity, like the easiest thing to do is two shakes. Do one shake, the Isolene Pro, and then an hour later or an hour and a half later max, you can use an Isolene shake if you're still quite full and you're not used to having that much food, or you know, a piece of chicken with half a cup of particular rice and a half a cup to a cup of vegetables. And depending on what time of day it is, your hunger level may not match the need to put that nutrition in your body at the beginning. So sometimes it's hard to understand, but what you're essentially doing is you're loading your body when it's most able to use that nutrition, and then later in the day, when your body is starting to slow down, which is typically in the evening, it doesn't require as many calories. It's going to be able to go and use what you've already given it during the day, and you can lower the intake. But the key, as you mentioned earlier, is that you want to be eating every – I used to say it was every 3 hours, but really, ideally, if you can be eating every 2.5 hours and have a larger meal and then a smaller meal, and a smaller meal could be – in the morning you have a shake. Say you have it at 7 o'clock in the morning and you're all set and you're powered up to go. Well, by 9:30, have an apple with some almond butter or have a boiled egg with a handful of sunflower seeds. So you're trying to have something where you're getting some carbs that are the right kind of carbs and some protein. But 2.5 hours, if you're looking to really change your body composition, feeding your body every 2.5 hours is phenomenal, because what it does is it fires the engine. It's like keeping the engine on go all day long. If you let it go and you don't eat, you don't eat, you don't eat, which is where we've typically been conditioned, then your body goes to sleep like the bears in the winter, and it's like, oh, we better store some fat here because we just don't know when we're going to get food again. So you always want to keep it woken up, and it doesn't require a lot. Usually it's 100 to 150 calories is ideal. Now, if you're 6'4" and you are hulking 220 pounds of energy and muscle, then, you know, instead of having a tablespoon of almond butter, you're going to be having some oatmeal, because you're going to need to change, obviously, the quantity to fuel your body, because you've got more of you there.
And that would be great if Steve can cover that some more, because, you know, we have, you know, weightlifters and people who are, you know, like they can't survive on two meals, right? So how do we adjust the program for a high-level athlete? So anybody else have some questions or takeaways or feedback for Lori? What did you learn that maybe you didn't know? Or and, you know, you can post your comments in the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team page. That would be awesome.
Where can you find more information on this?
Well, there's a great Facebook. A lot of it is just called from, like, a lot of the research that I've done just as a background. But a lot of it, if you go into ISA Fitness Athletes on Facebook, there's a group that's called ISA Fitness Athletes. A lot of us will post a lot of our knowledge there. And if you attend events, that's the other thing. Like in Ottawa, which is where I'm from, this Sunday we have Dr. Michael Colgan coming in. So he's going to be sharing his knowledge, and we're going to be doing a panel. I know Mike and Dr. Paul, Mike Dallaire and Dr. Paul Biondich are going to be in Toronto on the November 15th Super Saturday. Steve and I do a lot of performance nutrition talks all over. Generally, if somebody requests it, we'll go and provide that information or do a training. And we do an awful lot of calls as well. And so there's many different ways you can access the information. I can't really say there's one specific spot. If you go into the icebodychallenge.com site, Carolyn mentioned it earlier, there's a tremendous, tremendous resource base there where you can go in and find a lot of the information specific to sport performance nutrition. It's sort of in bits and pieces everywhere.
Well, and thank you for that, Lori. And so whoever asked that, where can you find information? When you go to isobodychallenge.com to the support site, you'll see there, you know, your complete guide to the Isobody Challenge, great recipes, the playbook, health and nutrition information under the Isogenics Health blog. You know, the videos are there. So there's information loaded on the isobodychallenge.com webpage, and as Lori mentioned, the Facebook groups out there. So with that, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour, filled up the whole hour, and Lori, thank you so much. You know, I had no idea you were such a decorated athlete and have done so much, and, you know, really appreciate you being on the call this morning and having Steve on tomorrow. That'll be awesome. And what a lineup, Dr. Paul Biondich on Friday. Oh, my goodness. If you have athletes, guys, you want to get them tuning in to the call the next couple of days, because, you know, so many athletes are used to their routine and don't want to change because they just don't know. And third-party validation. That's what these calls are all about. So thank you, Lori. Thank you, Maura. Thank you, Kevin, everybody else who contributed. And we'll be back here tomorrow morning with some more great product information. So get out there, and if you haven't already done so, register for Isobody Challenge. Those of you who entered the last contest, the deadline,
to submit? Who can tell me what's the deadline to submit your...
November 8th.
November 8th.
November the 8th. So that's a save the date date. So it's a 16-week challenge. If you want to enter for the next one, it'll be for... And I'm going to tell you, you want to enter the next one because, you know, when you do place, you'll be invited to Top Achievers with all those 6- and 7-figure income earners, and they treat you like royalty. So that is a great period to enter Isobody Challenge. So thank you, everyone. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Have a great day.
Carolyn.
Bye. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.